Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a Paychex company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Friday edition of Insight on Business. We are grateful that you are with us. We're also grateful that the managing editor of City View Magazine, Jeff Pitts, is back in studio with us. We're talking about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. And he has sheaves of paper with him. Let there be sheaves of paper. So you got a lot of stuff going on, or what?
I'm crossing stuff off right now.
Yeah, I see that. You're crossing off.
We have so much stuff, I can be selective.
Oh, okay. Wow. Nice. Well, let's get...
Do you have a routine to go through? You have such a perfect voice. Do you have to warm up?
Yes, I do. I have several things that I have to do before I start a broadcast, yes.
Do you do anything to, like, maintain your voice?
Yes. Yes, I do that as well.
Like what? What
vodka. Plenty of vodka.
I would advise against
that. And about
that.
3 or 4 packs of cigarettes a day. No, just kidding. But I do know some of these. There's some folks out there that have really distinctive voices, very distinctive voices. And you ask them, how'd you get that? And they say, well, you know, drinking and smoking. Mm-hmm. I say, oh, well, no, thank you. Last cigarette pack I bought was 40 cents.
Wow.
I know, right?
40 cents.
Right. I was working at this studio, at this station.
Black market?
No, at the gas station. So I was working at this radio station, and I stopped in to get a pack of Marlboros.
Yeah.
And the guy says, that'll be 40 cents.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. Yesterday it was 35.
Uh-huh. And you were done.
I was done. I quit that day. I was a 2-pack-a-day guy, too.
80 cents.
You're right. Who could afford that? I was done.
I wonder what a pack costs these days.
I think,
it's got to be up around 10 bucks.
I don't know. I really don't know. I want to say averages maybe 758.
758.
I think. I don't know. I think there's 20 cigarettes in a pack, if I remember correctly. Yeah. So do the math. And they're, no. Come on, what are you, crazy? Interestingly enough, in the United Kingdom, the global fellow behind Marlboro, all right? The global CEO of Philip Morris said that he wants the UK to ban cigarettes altogether as Philip Morris moves into non-smoking stuff.
Why the UK? Just because they're thinking about it?
They're going to outlaw emission vehicles in the UK by like 2030, 2035, something like that. Yeah. So see what you learn here? I mean, just massive amounts of information.
Yeah.
That when you go to your next cocktail party, you can say, "Hey, by the way, did you know that in the UK they're going to ban cigarettes?" Or, you know, I don't know. That's just.
Think they'll ban them here ever?
I don't know. They can't do anything here. No, no, they won't. No.
What can we all agree on?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I mean, I know people that I'll say, "Oh, the sky's a beautiful blue today." And I say,
No, not actually blue.
Yeah. Oh, weary. I get weary. Somebody asked me if I'm going to the state fair.
And?
I'm not.
No.
I'm out.
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 I haven't decided yet. I'm still on the fence.
Yeah. Well,
it's not a big fair. You know, I can not go.
I love the fair. But reading the latest guidance from CDC, I'm out. Yeah. You guys, and they're also installing metal detectors at the entrances so that when you don't have to have a permit to have a gun anymore, and so you can carry and whatever and go down to the local watering hole there and shoot her up just like we did back in the Wild West days. So they're having metal detectors, so apparently you can't take a gun. So I'm out for that reason too. Can't take my bazooka in there. What the heck? Come on.
Isn't that usually where the gun shows are?
Yeah, it's where the gun shows are. I don't
How's
know.
That work?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know nothing. See, that's what I say. We can't agree on anything. The gun shows are there, but you can't maybe. I don't know what the metal detectors are for. Maybe they're for pocket knives. Could be.
I bet there's a high
incidence of Pocket knives?
Per capita, where do you think the hottest spot for pocket knives is?
Oh, it's going to be the state fair. Fair. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be, right?
Yeah. You know, I always carry a pocket knife. And I'm one of many. Thousands.
I don't.
You don't? No. Mm-hmm. Oh. Do you ever live on a farm?
No.
Yeah, that's it.
Live next door to a farm.
There you go.
We go back in the cow pastures and...
So if you never had to slice twine to open up a bale of hay, you don't carry a pocket knife. See? And it's not that we slice open bales of hay around this ranch, but...
You still do it, just out of habit.
Oh, yeah.
And it does it come in handy often?
Often.
How often are you like, thank goodness I am carrying this pocket knife?
Probably often.
I've had someone else tell me that. He said, once you start, you'll never stop.
Right.
But...
You know, like there's a loose thread on a coat. Or, you know, on a whatever, you know. Oh, yeah. I've had candidates where I've pulled out my pocket knife and kind of cleaned up their threadbare clothes from campaigning. They go, oh, that's pretty nice. Thanks for doing that.
See, I like the stray threads. So that's part of my
It's part of your look.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that
disheveled.
Bon vivant, you know, disheveled writer. Troubled. Disheveled.
Very troubled.
All right. We have wasted 6 minutes so far.
Not getting it back, folks.
What do you got?
iCubs this week.
All right.
Louisville Bats. This is the Reds farm system.
Yeah, hate them.
Starts on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
What?
Sunday.
How many days?
No. So it goes through all this week, so through Sunday. Friday, yeah. Saturday, Sunday. Then starting Tuesday, it's back to Indianapolis Indians also at home. So we got a lot of iCubs coming up.
Is Sunday a day game? Do you know?
Okay. They usually have 108.
108. Love it. Sunshine. Outside.
It's going to be hot.
I know. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Huh. My bride left on camping trip, so I...
That sounds terrible. Isn't it 100 degrees? Or
No. The high temperature this weekend is going to be like 85.
That's still hot.
Oh, no. Come on. First thing I did is I turned off the air conditioning.
you turned it off?
Well, yeah.
Or up?
Well, I turned it up. Up to 72 from 68. I mean, you can hang meat in the studio.
The way I like it.
All right. So the Cubs playing.
Yep, Cubs. Max Wellman. Friday night, tonight, Max Wellman performs at Hoyt Sherman alongside an 18-piece big band.
This is that big deal that he's been promoting.
Yeah, he's been promoting this for a while. So this is not at his club. This is at Hoyt Sherman, 18-piece big band.
You know, it's going to be fabulous. Yeah, absolutely fabulous.
Also, Des Moines favorites Tina Hasse-Finley and Gina Gedler will be there.
Gina Gedler.
8 p.m.
Tonight.
National Balloon Classic kicks off tonight in Indianola.
All right.
100-plus hot air balloons.
Okay. Hey, sometimes they light them up. You can see them. You know,
what do you mean?
Well, you know, if it's a dark.
You're thinking of the Hindenburg.
No.
That's different.
Oh, the humanity. Remember that clip?
No, I've heard it. I've heard that. Yeah. What clip?
The clip when the
Hindenburg is that like the play by play?
Yeah, the guy say, "Here it is, it's coming into the you know, oh, the humanity." Yeah, it's awful. No, I they light up in the sky, you know. They're pretty. They're very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Indianola.
Who do you think designs those things?
I think it was Leonardo da Vinci.
The hot air balloon.
I think so.
I mean the nifty.
Oh, I don't know.
Style on the
Leonardo DiCaprio. That's who did
Leo.
That. Yeah, Leo. I don't know.
In his spare time,
right?
Plastic Apartment is the band this week at Friday night's Rendezvous on Riverview.
Plastic Apartment.
Yeah. Kind of like that.
I do. I like that too.
I love band names.
Yeah. I mean, that's an unforgettable band name, right? I mean, you could, you know, hey, who are you gonna go see tonight? Plastic Apartment. Wow. You remember that forever. Well, I don't know. Doesn't have to have a meaning. It's just memorable, see? Kind of like the Beatles. I mean, remember that? No, you don't. But when the Beatles came out, everybody's going, why would they name a band after a bug? You know, it just didn't. Rolling Stones, we got, but Beatles? Come on.
Beatles. What are the Rolling Stones named after?
I don't know. Gathers no moss.
Sounds biblical to me. All right. How about 48-hour film project?
Is that going on?
Starts today.
It's fabulous.
So for those who don't know, 2 days, 48 hours to make an entire short film.
Yeah, and then they show those films.
Yep, the screening will be in August, Monday, August 9th, so, Tuesday yeah. and Wednesday also.
48 hours to create these short films, and then they get screened just a week or so later. It's just fabulous stuff.
Winner gets a shot to go to Cannes Film Festival.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right.
So keep forgetting to enter that. But.
Right, me too.
Let's see here. You, Brother Trucker.
You, Brother Trucker?
Brother Trucker.
Where are they going to be?
This is in Ankeny at the town square, the district town square. This is Friday night also.
Yeah.
Be there or be square.
Okay. Go to Ankeny.
You ever been to a river ruckus?
You know, I think I have.
You invented the river ruckus.
I remember floating down a river. Oh, my.
Yes, oh, my. Oh, my.
It was a river ruckus. It was in Mio, Michigan.
Yeah?
M-I-O on M-10, Mio, Michigan. Uh-huh. It was the mighty, what was the river's name? Asabo.
Mm-hmm.
The Asabo River.
There was a ruckus on the river. There
was a ruckus on the river. Ruckus on the Asabo.
So this is Guthrie County's River Ruckus. It's a bit of a jog here to get there, but this is going on this weekend, and they've got quite the lineup. Brad Morgan, Phil Vassar, Chris Jansen.
Phil Vassar? Yeah. That's impressive.
Logan Mize, and on Miranda Lambert.
Right.
So this is like, they got some big
stuff.
Yeah.
Where's this at?
Guthrie Center.
It's not far away.
Not too far.
No, go.
Yeah. Easy road trip. Yep. So. And this going on at their fairgrounds should be good.
Perfect.
Guthrie's River Ruckus.
River Ruckus.
Guthrie County Fairgrounds.
Is there a river in apparently. Must be. I mean, they wouldn't.
There's a river everywhere, isn't there? I mean, there's some kind of river.
Must be. Well, the Wapsipinicon, no doubt.
You never know. Lake City does not have a lake.
Lake, I know, and, right?
Fresh Iowa Grown Eats, Saturday morning at the Downtown Farmers Market.
Got it.
How about Joseph is styling in his amazing Technicolor dream coat? Which begs the question, what is a dream coat?
I don't know. You know, the story of Joseph. He was the seer of these dreams. He was the guy.
But I don't remember him. He doesn't wear the coat in order to induce a dream.
No,
or
it's a cool name. So where is
maybe the coat is Dreamy.
Dreamy. There you go. So where is this at?
You know, people used to call me Dreamboat.
I bet. Ruckus on the River. There we go again. So where is this at?
Traditional theater returns to the stage at Urbandale Community Theater.
Really?
With this show.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Colorful, exciting, family-friendly, Broadway's favorite show.
Yep.
Good. It's hype. At Franklin High School, Junior High School.
Oh, it is. It's a Franklin Junior High.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Put on by Urbandale.
Urbandale. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see. Art Center, Justin Favela, Central American Art. And this will be in the upcoming issue of City View 2. It's profiled. It's neat. One of the took like 24 people to install the thing in
really?
in the
art center.
Where's my brain today? In the gallery there. You know, they have to install it. It's like 3D art, so it's
okay.
You know, you have to set it all up.
Got it.
It's a big thing.
So it's a deal.
It's neat. Neat to look at. Great pictures. Living History Farms.
Living History Farms. What are they doing?
Nothing special. I've just got it on the list. Get out to Living History Farms. Summer's almost over.
Yeah, get out there while you can. Go.
They have...
So it's wonderful. Yeah. You know, you take that trip through the farms of the past into the farms of the future, mm-hmm. which is now.
Bring your pocket knife. Yeah. No metal detectors at Living History Farms, to my knowledge.
To my knowledge.
How about Limp Bizkit's playing at...
Really?
Horizon Event Center next week, Monday.
Limp Bizkit. See, I told you now, there's another name.
Mm-hmm. Don't know what that means, but...
Well, limp biscuits, you know, they're a little soggy. Wet teddy bears, get your wet teddy bears.
Limp. What's that from?
It's a Progressive insurance. No, is it Liberty Mutual?
I don't know.
I don't know, I can't remember. It's an insurance company ad. You know, they say that the reason insurance company ads are fun and funny...
Yeah.
...is because people will tune them out if they're serious.
No.
Oh, yeah. Like, you need life insurance because you're going to die.
Your kids are going to starve to death.
Right. So you don't do that. You know, you have Limu Emu and Doug.
I don't know. That pitch would sell me.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Maybe they should rethink things.
Limp Bizkit, ladies and gentlemen.
How about, what else you want to know?
I don't know.
Zoo Brew on Wednesday.
$19,000 a day.
That's right. Hakuna Moscato. The Civic Music Association is playing at Zoo Brew Wednesday night.
Okay. Yeah.
How about Ankeny Art Center? Has a couple of exhibitions that begin this week on Wednesday, and they'll have receptions for their opening night on August 5th. That's Thursday.
All right. So.
Ankeny Art Center.
All right. Is that a wrap?
They're an overlooked art center.
Overlooked. But underappreciated.
Underappreciated.
Overlooked and underappreciated.
That's right.
That's terrible. So we lift them up.
That's right.
All right. Jeff Fitz, ladies and gentlemen, doing his thing, talking about stuff to do the Greater Des Moines Metro this weekend into next week. He ought to know what's going on the county works in City View. That's a wrap for this week. Hope that you have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Oh, no, I didn't do the other stuff, did I?
Hmm. Yeah, I didn't remember
Chap Ramsey.
Chap Ramsey mentioned. Or
Aaron or Hunter.
Music guy.
Yeah, right. All of this is put together each and every day by... Oh, boy. By our production director is Chap Ramsey, the voice... of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, Sales and Marketing, Aaron Libby, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.